Kevin, I'm sure you and indeed Finn Harps would love to have you putting on the boots as a 20-year-old up front for Harps at the moment.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? It'd be really nice. I miss the playing end. I suppose going on what Paul was saying there, but I'd probably have to agree with him. But just sometimes when you're down there, you don't get that wee break or the wee bit of luck you require, you know, in crucial stages and games. And they, like, obviously conceding the first goal is a great goal by McCabe, but we had two great chances. One cleared off the line by Kieran Campbell, and Gareth Harkin had a great chance on his probably weaker foot, but that goes in, it could be a completely different game. And then, as Paul says, you could have best sucker points then going on to half time, so it's probably hard to take for the Harps players and management at the minute.
Yeah, you don't get the break, but I think that first goal is vital in all these games, because you seem to have to come out, you know, probably set up reasonably defensively. You've got to come out then to play, and that leaves you vulnerable at the back.
Yeah, especially when you're up against a team like Bray, is definitely not sitting second on the table for no reason. I literally couldn't see a weak link in their team. Even their subs coming on were top notch. Every one of them can play. They can. They're so fit, and they know what the game's about. And for Harps at the minute, they're probably playing a few players you can tell that probably aren't 100% fit, and they probably have to force to play them because they're down so many bodies. And then you have maybe players like Kieran O'Connor, Danny Morrissey coming back that are not 100% fit, and ideally Ollie and Paul would love to maybe throw them in when the games are maybe being seen out and trying to get them game time that way. But to throw them in games where you're under pressure, that's tough on the boys, you know. So That can help as well, you know.
Well, Harps got off to a reasonably good start in the league and were mid-table. It seemed to be going quite well, but four defeats in a row now has left them in a dire position.
It is. I wouldn't say the word dire, like, because it's a negative word. Like I remember doing a preview before in the league. I've expected. I'm not surprised, and Fun Harps fans shouldn't be surprised. Or Donegal supporters and general football shouldn't be surprised. Like, there's going to be five or six teams down there. Like, Harps at the end of the day are 1-1 from getting out of the bottom three. And the longer it stays like that, I can see definitely six teams being down there. So the longer it stays like that, the better it is for Fun Harps. The more teams are in that battle, they avoid the bottom three. And there's no surprises. We were odds-on favours for the bookies to go straight down. With the budget we have, being in the northwest, trying to attract players. So I think the start that all these made, even though at the minute the last four games, we could beat four games, it can look negative, but I think he's done, him and Paul and William O'Connor has done a fantastic job in what they've done. They've just been severely, severely hampered by injuries over the last 5 or 6 weeks. I've never seen an injury less like it, but even though they're all coming back now, Colman Ealy's them all coming back, and they're all starting the rehab, but they've been fiercely unlucky. But to me, I'm not surprised, and I think Harps will be in and out of the bottom three in between now and the end of the season. And I would take their hand off if there's only 3 or 4 points in it with 5 or 6 games to go. And I'm sure Ollie would as well, with a chance of avoiding the bottom three. So hopefully the longer stays, I guess, with the six teams maybe fighting it out, better it is for Fun Harps, you know.
I suppose to emphasise that, you know, St Pat's down near the bottom, they had a victory, they moved up to eighth, so I suppose that is the type of league it is.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, the boys have won 4 games without a goal and without a point. That's hard. I'd been involved in the team last year where we went 9. That's all to do with the characters you have in the dressing room. Now, I know Ollie and Paul and William can motivate them all you want, but the players need to stay together. And I'm sure they've talked about this in the pre-season, where you're going to go through stages, maybe months, where you don't get anything. Because it's a really tough league. Any mistake you make, and any home game I've done, had any mistakes been made, you seem to get severely punished. And that's just the quality that's in the league at the minute. So Fun Harps just have to stick with it and take it week by week. If we'd have won the last 4 games, I would say Ollie would be saying the same, and I'd be saying the same, that, come here, let's just get over it. Next week's another game. It's a tough league. Nobody expected Galway taking off Cork, but that's just the way the league is, you know.
Yeah, Galway and St Pat's, the two next teams that Harps will play against. Galway seem to be getting a bit of form, and St Pat's getting that victory, taking them up to 8th. So maybe not the ideal time to be taking on Galway or St Pat's.
No, you're spot on there, Mays. I think both Galway and St Pat's have turned the corner. They've been down and things haven't been going for them, and they've literally turned the corner. A bit like Harps has gone through at the minute. They've went through that at the start of the season, but they couldn't pick up a point or score a goal. and things weren't going for them, injuries and maybe penalty decisions and things like that. But they've now turned a corner, and Harps have to meet them. So that's, next week's a massive game for Fun Harps. I'll take a point now, because Galway seems to be going very well. The last two home games, they've beat Dundalk and they've drew with Cork City, two of the best sides in the country. So for Fun Harps to go there and get inning, it'll be a great achievement. So that's the way you have to treat it. And I think your home form is going to be the making if you're going to stay up or not, and then what you can take away from home after that.
I suppose with Harps' financial situation, they can't buy in a big panel of players. They're expecting people to come through from their under 17 and particularly under 19 leagues teams. How big a step is it to go from under 19 in the League of Ireland to Premier Division?
I would say in any division, there's steps there for a reason, but for a young kid at 17 or 16 coming up and playing against 16, 17 year olds to be thrown in against the likes of Bray or Cork City, I think it's very, very tough, and it's probably sometimes unfair on kids. You can get away with it. Now and again you throw a couple of kids in and all of a sudden they turn out to be smashing players, but sometimes it can break them if it's not done right. And I'm sure Ollie and Higgsy and Molly would love to bring in these kids when they're maybe the game's finished, and just for them to get the feel for it for maybe 15 minutes at the end of games, when there's no pressure on. That's the ideal situation. I remember that myself when I was a young kid. I was brought on when the game was over against Cork. I remember making my debut. There was no pressure on me, whereas these kids have been brought on now, and Ollie doesn't really want to apply pressure on them, but unfortunately that's the situation they're in. So sometimes that can break players as well, and I'm sure Ollie's aware of that as well. So you have to be careful too with younger players, you know. You don't want to throw them in too early, but at the same time, sometimes these boys can step up to the mark, you know, and I'm sure Ollie will be using them now over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at Derry City. I suppose, great start to the season. Unfortunately, Ryan McBride passing away had a big effect on the club, obviously, because they've had difficulty winning, and they were caught with their sucker punch last night towards the end, sub coming on and scoring to another draw, but they're still up in fourth position.
Yeah, they still, to be fair to Kenny Shields, I don't know what he's saying in the change room, and whatever he's saying is obviously the correct things, because no, I don't think any club would foresee you losing your captain, a young captain, and probably an inspirational player like the way Derry've done. And everybody expected them to go through maybe a month of complete mourning, which they did do, on the field and off the field. Being at some of their home games, I didn't realise how much they would miss Ryan. Obviously, and he's playing, but he's leading. Him as a leader, they've obviously missed him as well. So for Kenny, they go in and they've hung in there, and they've got so many points just by hanging in there, and they've got a few results recently, and they've seemed to turn the corner as well. And by all accounts, they were well on top against Limerick, and they were just up to sucker points in the last kick of the game. So that's probably a disappointment. It'll be a long run home for them, but I suppose for them, they started off the season and you're thinking they're going to challenge for the league, and that's no lie. I thought the way they were playing and the way all their best players were playing, I was thinking they're definitely going to challenge, but obviously losing Ryan and nobody can compensate for that. I think pushing for a European place would be a great season for Derry now, you know.
Overall, what do you think of the league, and are Cork City the standout team?
Yeah, well, you have to give Cork credit, John Caulfield, their manager. They've, Dundalk has been probably the best League Ireland team over the last, since I've ever played in the league. They're the best team that we've seen, and that's proven it in their European results. So for Cork, basically, they be second shadow, and they hang in there for the last 2 years. They got beaten the final by them in 2015. They beat them last year. And then sure now they're on top of the league. So you have to give their players and their management huge credit for hanging in there and waiting for their moment, because all good things must come to an end. And unfortunately from Dundalk it looks that way. Some of the players are just kind of unreplaceable. And it's going to take a lot of their new players coming in. Maybe they bet in, and Cork has taken advantage of that and full advantage of that. Especially when the first points dropped after 13 games, which is an unbelievable start. And you can only see 1-1, or even at this early stage, they've got the hunger and the crowds they're getting at Turner's Cross, 6,000, 7,000 every game. So very, very hard place to go, and they're getting results away from home too, so huge credit to Cork, you know.
They may lose people in the transfer market. I suppose their main target would be Sean Maguire, the goal scorer there. The possibility maybe that he might move on?
Talks are like that, but I can see the manager playing it down. I'm sure they'll do everything they can to hold on to him, because you can't buy goal scorers, especially in this league. And obviously that's why teams maybe lower down, League Ones and Championship, are looking for Sean Maguire. But I'm sure with Cork and the finances they have there at the minute, I'm sure they'll definitely hold him until the end of the year. Because it makes no sense maybe to leave now, and like, there's no club starting back until the pre-season, until July, and the season doesn't start at the end of August. So I would imagine he'll stay with Cork until the end of the season, then he'll make his move, you know.
Kevin, good to talk to you. How's the coaching going? Are you enjoying it and doing well with it?
Yeah, it's very good, very good. I'm running the Finn Harps 15s at the minute, and that's taking up most of my time, so that's a nice come down from playing, you know. Really enjoying it, I have to say.
You were talking about steps earlier. It's a nice way to step down from the hustle and bustle of playing in the, you know, with Harps, and now, you know, taking it down at an easy stage.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose football's been my life since I can ever remember. And to be fair, I've kind of seen it coming, and that's why I got involved in coaching and doing my badge and things like that. So it's a nice transition to make, because there's no doubt about it, there's nothing beats playing. You get jealous there, even still now, even watching the home games there, and you see the pitch and how good the pitch looks, and the build-up of the games, you know, you get very envious looking out onto the pitch. But them days are gone now, and it's just a matter of trying to bring through the next crop of players, you know.
And would you be hoping to be a manager at Finn Park at some stage?
I wouldn't even contemplate even thinking about it. I'm enjoying the coaching at youth level, and there's a complete difference to coaching and managing. I've seen it myself. It's a tough, tough job. And to me, like Ollie there coming in, like Ollie's come in from junior football. And the job that he's done over the last 3 years is quite remarkable, and the contacts he has. And to be fair, Ollie would teach a lot of managers that I know that played in the League of Ireland for years. He would teach them a thing or two. So management's a tough job, and I think you have to be a certain character off that. And I don't know if I am that kind of character. I don't know, to be honest. So I'm just enjoying the coaching end of it, and long may it last, you know.